Hello, welcome to Waldman's Words with Emily Burke and Wabi Funkel.
I love that name, and one of the first questions we need to ask him is like how he decided on that.
You can do that. Why don't you open up the interview?
I will. Like, we're not even going to say hi. We're going to be like, explain.
I mean, I think that's the most important thing in every interview. And we don't have a script. We really don't. We have kind of an outline where we talk to someone and we talk about how we met them or if we haven't or blah, blah, blah. And then we just go off. But I think that it's very important for you to remember that you literally planned the first question. So you yes. need to ask Wabi Funkel that question.
Okay.
Oh, now you're mocking me. This is going to be awesome. My employee mocks me. Tee-hee-la-lee.
I wouldn't be doing my job if I wasn't mocking you.
That's fair, but you don't need to give me attitude now. You really don't need to. Like, I don't understand. Like, we're trying to get to know each other and get to know the Funkel Master, the Wabi.
I'm getting it all out before, like, the guests come. Like, you know, and you know what to expect from me.
That's what she said?
Mm-hmm. Like, you know to expect that from me, but, you know, we have a nice, innocent guest that we're going to call on the phone, and they don't, I don't need to be.
I feel bad for the Funkel, but I do not feel bad for April Marie Luovano, who, for the record, this is the very first time I've ever done something like this before, but she has been an extremely loyal supporter of my music from the City Drive, Toledo Beach, My Voice is Cracked, Shit Happens. But she's awesome. She's sweet. And that's rare in this world. And when she let me know that there's a guy named Wabi Funkel that I should get on this show, I had no hesitation.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like fun.
If sounds. Someone comes to you. Why does this resting bitch voice come out even when you say it sounds like fun? It's like.
It's a fun name.
I won the lottery. Life is so good. Oh my God. The other day. My best friend got hired by a major company, and they're not going to, like, ask her to do any work. They're just going to pay her $6 million a second.
I mean, yeah, I feel like that's something. I don't know how to respond to that, because that's actually what I would
enthusiasm.
Do. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Scott. It's 18th and Addison got a major record deal, Scott. I'm so happy.
It's, like, something that's, like, so real that I can't even, like, come back at it.
Well, speaking of what's real, when can people tune in to Waldman's Words?
Well, we are on every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, and then again on Sunday mornings at 5 a.m. Pacific, 8 a.m. Eastern. And then you could also listen to the podcast for free on iTunes and the Adobe site.
I love that you did 5 to 8 again. You learn.
Yeah, I've been in L.A. long enough to, you know, be back on Pacific time.
Pacific time,
and
bro.
When I'm back in Philadelphia, I'll turn it back on to Eastern.
Guess who is being interviewed next week? Me!
Whoa!
By?
Me. The roles are being reversed. It's like that episode of Suite Life of Zack and Cody.
Oh my God, I hate life right now, but I also love it. Wait, wrap up this segment with that, and I'm not going to say anything until I say, okay, bye.
Like Suite Life of Zack and Cody, where like Ashley Tisdale, God, what's her name? Maddie, obviously, is the heiress, and you know everything is switched around. That was a great episode. That was a great show. Forever will be a fan.
Okay, bye.
Hello and welcome to Waldman's Words. Today we have the guest of Wabi Funkel. What a weird way of putting it. But you know what? I need to talk to you about your name because it's so cool and it's so fun. And where did it come from? And it's making me like, I feel like I'm talking very animatedly whenever I talk about like Wabi Funkel and like.
Just wait, before Wabi speaks though, that was 23 consecutive seconds.
Yeah, I'm really excited
about
it.
That was really long. Anyway, Wabi. What up, yeah. Wabi? What up, W? Waldman Wabi? Emily Burke?
What up, guys?
You don't have a fucking W.
Yeah, no, I don't.
So basically the name came about, I've gone through a bunch of names through the years. I've been making music for about 14 years now, edging on 15, and
we're a technical show. Can you not lie to us? I mean, you're 14, you're not edging on anything but 14. And I don't appreciate you starting this program with a blatant fucking lie. April, shame on you.
No, I'm not 14.
Good. No, I can't have minors on this. Actually, I could, but I choose not to.
I am going to be 28 this year. And yeah, basically the name comes from, it's a play on words, Funky Wobble. And I was kind of just trying to brainstorm something that would be catchy, creative, and kind of fit the vibe that I'm going for with my music these days. And so I just kind of came up with the play on words, and it stuck, and I've loved it since then.
I mean, it sounds cool when you say it, like it rolls off the tongue. I love it. I said this in the intro too, where I wanted to ask you about the name because I think it's really cool.
And I actually forced her at Wobby Funkle Point to initiate this interview with that 23-second for Michael Jordan. Shout out to Chicago in April. No, I really, really wanted Emily to ask you that because the name is fucking hilarious, but it's also cool. Kind of like Hoobastank. Yes. Which actually April saw me open for. Oh, my God. Enough about April. Enough about me. The Funkle Master. So you've been doing this for 14, not 15 years. Let's talk about what happened before year one in doing this because, I mean, you've been doing it since you were like 14 because you're 28. So what got you into music? And maybe that happened when you were 14, but what exactly kickstarted that?
Honestly, a whole bunch of things. When I was a teenager, I definitely had a kind of rough teenage years, and music really helped me get through it. And essentially, it was my saving grace, I'd like to think, in a lot of ways. It helped me keep my sanity through, you know, hormones. You guys all know hormones.
So, I mean, we do, and I'll make a joke and a serious comment about that. What do you want first?
The serious
joke first.
Oh, well, we got to listen to the guest, Emily Burke. Okay, I'm sorry. Win. No, he went. Wobby Funkle wins. So, what do you want first? Say it again. The joke. Joke about hormones. Yes. Goddamn, these pimples suck. Serious thing about these hormones. I mean, you're going through a lot of changes, and your body is moving rapidly. God.
Oh, yeah. The serious thing sounded like the joke.
It sounded like resting bitch voice. I fucked up. I'm sorry, Wobby Funkle. I fucked up.
It's okay. We all do that.
Thank you.
Part of life.
You know what? Honestly, Mr. Funkle, like, I thought that this interview was different, and I told Emily, like, I have no idea what to fucking expect with this because we've never spoken. And honestly, I'll be straight with you. You're doing well. Thank you.
Good. Yeah, I've never. I mean, I take that back. That was about to be a blatant
another lie. Okay, I take back my assessment of you. Two lies. Oh my god, dude! Like we've only been going on the
air.
Yeah, dude. It's been 4 minutes and 32 seconds. This funkin' fuckle has lied twice.
Sorry, guys.
It's okay. I forgive you, but my Tommy gun don't.
Oh, yeah. Wait, are we talking about a Fortnite Tommy gun or what?
I'm talking about a quote from Home Alone and then the band Brand New used
it. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Nice.
It's all good.
I forgot what...
Doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah, go back 14.
To what got you... No, what got you into music?
Oh, what we're talking about.
Okay, fine. Emily, I'm sorry. This is your show.
But yeah. No, yeah, go back to what got you into music. You know, you were young, you were going through hormones and all that, as people do.
Yep. So, essentially...
As people do.
I found myself, when I was around the age of 14, listening to a lot of, like, metal, screamo, rock, good stuff.
Bands like Toto. Kind of,
huh?
Bands like Toto. Metal, screamo, rock. Dude, I made a joke, and it fucking fell flat.
Africa by Toto?
Africa is quite a successful song, but that's written by Weezer, okay? Toto did not write Africa. No, I mean metal and screamo, so, like, I'm trying to guess. Like, are you talking about, like, bands like The Used and Story of the Year and Atreyu and all that stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Oh, yeah.
Sick.
All that kind of stuff. And, you know, at the time, it was kind of like, I needed a stabilizer between that kind of music and just my mood, basically, because, you know, some of that stuff can get really heavy really quickly. Nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying anything.
No. We're not accusing you of any vocal wrongdoings right now. Be yourself.
Yeah. And so I started listening to electronic music, and I found that was like the kind of neutral mood stabilizer.
A neutral? Or neutral?
Neutral.
Like, okay, cool. When you said that, I was like, the modern troll, electronic music, commenting on people's political statuses.
Actually, it's funny you mentioned that, because there is a track on my upcoming album that is a collaboration with one of my good streamer buddies, Cerebral Malfunction. And he's an insanely talented vocalist and a very good producer. And basically, the track is about internet trolls, like the kind of people that aren't just really joking and aren't really just there to.
You mean people who just start shit for the sake of starting shit and have no substantive role in society and should honestly be excommunicated to an island of their own and then incinerated?
Oh my god.
Yeah, I mean, that's a little far, but
it's extremely far. You fell hard. Who hurt me? Well, I have an assistant every day who, like, great things happen with on the daily, and like I imagine this, hear me out, Wabi Funkel. You had an assistant, right? Yeah. Who like just got full time like as of 2 months ago, right? And like she's a really good and smart person, but like you literally present her with opportunity after opportunity that literally changed her life. Mind you, she's 21 years old, and like, imagine, okay, so you're talking with April, right? And you get April this incredible gift, and she goes like this.
Thanks.
That's what it's like, man.
Yeah, but then when I do show emotion.
You don't.
It's so special.
You've shown emotion once, and that was immediately after someone took your car and incinerated it.
Oh, God.
Oh, jeez.
That didn't happen. No, that didn't happen. Not. All right, now I lied, so I'm 1-for-2. Wabi Funkel is at 2. No, but I joked.
But there are a couple things that you just mentioned that I definitely want to get to throughout this interview, and that is EDM and
why are you asking Wabi about what he does? Why are we being substantive right now?
This is really like it's really interesting because I usually do a little bit of research on the guests, or I stalk you online. And
No, you do your research. Stalking is a word that is overused, especially negatively. You're literally doing your job. And I know that I know what you're saying, but that's something I want to say right now, Mr. Wabi Funkel. In 2018, you offend fucking everybody, no matter what you say or don't say. And fuck that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But when you first got into EDM, because EDM has grown so substantially in the past like few years, especially now with like
it's Electric definitely dropped Daisy the Carnival base.
Exactly. But there's like these huge festivals that happen every single year now based around EDM. And it's just like a big, not even a subculture anymore. It's like huge.
Oh, so, you're right. It's not a counterculture. It used to be. Like Coachella actually.
Used to be too.
Coachella used to have a lot of that. I mean, it still does, but it was kind of like the punk rock element.
Mm-hmm.
Let's let Wabi talk about this because we are both not as adept on this market as you are, we assume. But what's your stance on abortion?
Ooh. Well, I was going to ask when you started in EDM, like, what was the scene like about that? Was it as big as it is now, or was it just starting to come up? Or, like, how did you find it?
Honestly, the scene here in Chicago, like, I'd say, so, a little backdrop.
Drop the bass.
The mood for this.
Drop. Yeah, set up the mood. Wait.
Yes. Yes. Bass drop.
I told you we don't play music on the air, but we do freestyle.
You that can works. Hum.
I'm cool with that. So, basically, backdrop to this. So, I used to DJ, and I started DJing when I was like, I want to say 16, 17. And
you were pretty involved teenager, like, man. Like, I was going to the mall.
Wait, what?
You were a pretty involved teenager. Like you started working, and this is a compliment with no sarcasm. Like, you were really involved in music. I mean, I played shows and I was in bands, but I feel that you were really, really learning who you were as a teenager, oh, yeah, and absolutely. That really shaped you. So that's beautiful. Now I'll shut the fuck up.
No, it's cool. I don't mind interruptions.
It's not an interruption. It's an interview. The first three letters of interview and interruption are int.
Yeah, this is true. This yes. is very true.
I love stating facts.
I'm cool with that, too. I love fun facts.
I would not say that these are fun, but they are definitely facts.
Fair enough. So, yeah, basically, I started playing shows around then, and the scene here in Chicago is a very tricky one when it comes to DJing.
Did you open for Disturbed and Fall Out Boy when you first started DJing? Because that's what I think of when I think of Chicago, bro.
I honestly wish.
I do too. So this interview would be so much better if you had opened for Disturbed or Fall Out Boy. Like, sorry. I mean, you agree? Like, if you were, let's flip the script. If Scott or Emily Burke's project, Burke Waldman, opened for Disturbed or Fall Out Boy, you'd be much more stoked on this interview too.
The interview would be over. It'd be open for Fall Out Boy. Done.
That's it. That's what you learn.
You open for Hoobastank, man. That's dope.
I've done some cool shit, but here's the most important shit I've done. It's currently happening, and I'm interviewing Wobby Grunkle.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate that. I'm just everyday
guy. Sorry. So
fair enough. But yeah, the Chicago scene's a bit tricky. A lot of the scene started off really kind of like intimate, and it was a lot of underground shows for like, so back when I DJed, I started off with being mostly a dubstep DJ. I know, boo hiss.
No. I'm not going to judge it because there's morons in every... No, I really am not a dick, even though I say dickish shit. Like, there's fine people on both sides.
Yeah, absolutely. I was more so talking about just kind of the negative connotation the culture. With dubstep.
Oh, it's awful.
Stuff and all that.
I mean, that's awful, the negative connotations, but like... I don't know. When I think of dubstep, I think of the dude from First to Last, Sonny Moore, and Skrillex. And
Skrillex.
Yeah. And he did some cool shit with Korn. So, yeah, I mean, but then again, I also conversely think of Jersey Shore and that stuff and kind of the bro mentality of a lot of it. But there's, I don't know, like, I'm not a country music fan, but I think that Johnny Cash and Garth Brooks are fucking awesome. So that's.
Agreed.
And what's her face? Carrie Underwood, holy shit, can she sing? So
yes, she can. Yeah, back to the question. It started off very intimate, and very quickly over the years, like by the time I stopped DJing, it started turning into like a kind of a main focal point in Chicago in a lot of ways, I think, in terms of the EDM scene. And so kind of like, I'd say, I think 2014, I opened up with my DJ partner at the time, back under the alias Gritty Filth.
That's even cooler. Sorry. That's even cooler than Wobby Funkle to me. I'm sorry. Gritty Filth. I mean, it's subjective, and that means my opinion's right and yours is wrong, Emily.
See, that name to me is just so much cringe because of the history behind that name.
Yeah, but like, you can't have an objective opinion on it. You can't because you literally have that story. So from an unobjective standpoint, I'll tell you why Gritty Filth is better. Because it's fucking cooler, dude. Wobby Funkle for silver, Gritty Filth for fucking gold.
See, but I love my new name.
I love that you do this whisper mentality like The Sixth Sense with Haley Joel Osment. It's awesome. I see dead people.
I like Wobby Funkle, too.
I like him as a person. I like the name, too.
I see dead people.
Oh, my God.
Holy
what
shit.
What the fuck did you just do, dude? That was the coolest slash shadiest thing that any guest has ever done.
We're going to need to put, like, a trigger warning in.
Oh, my God. This might cause... Do you know what the brown note is, Wobby Funkle? Because Emily yes. might not. Okay. Do you want to explain it to Emily or do you want me to?
I can explain.
Yes.
Basically, the brown note is, I forget what the exact frequency range is, but it's a sub frequency that if you hit it, it can literally make people poop their pants.
Yep, oh, it's true. God. It's a note that is so low,
it will cause defecation.
But that being said, you need a subwoofer and an amplifier that's actually going to reproduce that frequency correctly, which is going to be a bitch to find.
Just so you know, I can find the brown note whenever I want.
Well, props to you, Scott.
Thank you. So speaking of props, let's talk about when the beat props, I mean drops, with dubstep. I need to turn my ringer off.
Isn't there a difference between EDM and dubstep, or am I wrong?
EDM is just electronic dance music, right? So that's a subsect of it. Okay, cool.
Yeah, dubstep is basically a genre of music or subgenre of music within EDM. It's typically defined by halftime percussion, 140 beats per minute, and lots of wub-wub.
Wub-wub. You mean lots of wub-wub funkle?
Yeah, kind of. So I do have a little bit of dubstep influence on my album, but most of it's like...
just the shitty elements of dubstep, like more about like the bro-y elements, because you want to really, really have that on it and not the good elements, right?
Absolutely.
I see dead people.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wabi, yeah, you're a good person. I'm enjoying this a lot. I'm enjoying this a lobby.
I mean, I'm enjoying this a lot too, man. It's a pleasure to be here.
I don't know where the fuck you are, but it's a pleasure to have you on this year. No, Emily, I literally talked about Disturbed and Fall Out Boy. I know he's from Milwaukee. Milwaukee is to Chicago what like Bakersfield is to you. She just said the biggest like constipated sound cringe. Like,
Bakersfield's
gross. Yep,
Wabi, you've got a minute and a half to talk about what awesome, all kidding aside, elements of dubstep you utilize, and then we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to go more into exactly where you are in your career now and what the fuck you're doing.
All right. Basically, with the album, I'm doing a little bit of everything. So I don't know if you guys have heard of glitch hop or like drum and bass. I'm sure you guys have heard of drum and bass.
Yeah.
I've heard of both, but when I think of drum and bass, I think it's more of an antiquated term. Is that wrong?
What is the definition of antiquated?
Ooh. Okay, old, archaic. I'm going to read you the actual definition.
Okay.
Wow, on Waldman's Words, we teach words to non-Waldmans. Okay, so antiquated.
Yes, you do.
Old-fashioned or outdated. Okay. So basically, I'll give you an example that's not on this thing right here that I'm looking at. I went on Google and I looked up the word. Shout out to Google. You sometimes steer me wrong, pun intended. But basically, antiquated would be how in the early 2000s, the labels were really anti-embracing digital media, and their ideas were antiquated, as opposed to had they embraced it. My theory is that it would have been a reflex for people to buy songs on iTunes. That's antiquated.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you for that.
And on that note, we're going to take a short break. And so if you have an adjective to describe this, and then we're going to go into... actually, I'll amend what we're doing in segment two. You're going to go into your elements of idiom on your stuff, and then we're going to move forward. But what adjective would you use to describe these 20 minutes and 21 seconds?
Awesome.
Fuck yeah. What about you, Burke?
Modern and not old-fashioned.
Okay. The adjective I would use is April Marie Luovano, who is not an adjective.
What's the country of origin?
Okay, the adjective. She's awesome. She is awesome. The adjective that I would use would be sweet. So let's take a short break, and we will be right back with Emily Burke, Wabi Funkel, and least importantly, Scott Lewis Waldman.
I disagree strongly. You're not least important.
I'm really happy you did that, because originally I was going to hit stop, but now I won't. Stick around.
Welcome back to Waldman's Words. We are still here with Wabi Funkel, and we're talking
Wait, we didn't stop? We're still here? Like, were we going to really abruptly cancel the interview? That'd be rude.
That would be rude. But I don't know. Maybe people are expecting, like, oh, second segment, they're just going to fuck around for a bit. Who knows?
Yeah, actually, Wabi Funkel, can you just shut the fuck up for the next 19 minutes and change? And Emily Burke and I will literally just talk about deep dish pizza.
I have no opinions on deep dish pizza.
Okay, I'm kidding. So where were we, Funkel?
We were going to move on to what the fuck I'm doing with my life right now, I think.
What
right?
a heavy question for anybody. What the fuck are you doing?
Well, the answer to that one is I'm just getting into a hell of a lot of new things. One of the big things I'm working on for this album is I've come to realize over the years that visual stimulatory kind of media to go along with music is very, very, very important these days. And so what I'm doing is, because I have a little bit of a background in game development, I'm going to be making 4K resolution music videos in Unreal Engine for each of the tracks on my album.
How many tracks on your album? Like 9, 10, 12?
Possibly 12.
Oh my
I'm
God.
Not sure yet. We'll see. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of work. So I just built a brand new PC from the ground up. Like, didn't pay anybody else to do it. Built it myself.
That's impressive, dude.
You guys don't want to know how much I spent on it.
No, I actually don't.
But, yeah, it's, you guys, for anybody who's not familiar with computers, your standard computer has a motherboard, which is basically where you plug all the components into.
Does it right? have a Jewish motherboard that nags?
Sure.
I can say that. Emily can laugh at half of that. I'm assuming Wabi Funkel legally can't laugh at that.
I'm going to laugh at that anyways.
I feel like if Wabi Funkel was like an actual name, Funkel's definitely a Jewish name.
Yeah, no, Funkel does, but I know like, yeah, actually, that's a very fair point. Wabi Funkel really, really identifies with the Yiddish community.
Well, you see, I also have a huge nose, so...
My God, you're really fucking up, Funkel. Like,
no, I'll take it. I'll take it.
Yeah. Funkel, free advice to you trying to get success in the music industry. Don't do that.
Oh.
Say good things about Jewish
people. Yeah, say good things about Jewish people.
I was just making I
don't think you're an anti-Semite. I'm just telling you that that's just it honestly. We're good. I'm lifting my hands in the air.
It's true though, I do really have a huge nose, so I was more so kind of just stating a fact.
I've
been working on this new computer. You know, so the standard kind of personal computer, even gaming rig, has one CPU. So CPU is basically the brains of the computer, right? Well, yeah. This one that I built is a server motherboard and fits two CPUs in it. So this thing is like I call it Hulk Smash. That is what I have named it, because it Hulk smashes everything into the ground.
Hulk, like, but, the green one or Hogan?
Like the green one.
Okay. Find people on both sides.
Anyways, I built this thing because I wanted something that I'm going to be able to use for the next 15 years without having to upgrade anything on it, pretty much. And something that's going to be able to handle quick turnaround times on making these music videos in Unreal Engine. Because basically it's like a game essentially that you're making, except it's no game mechanics, just the visual aspects, like the cinematic. However, actually tying into what I just said, one of the videos will be a virtual reality experience. So I'll have a drum and bass track playing in the background that's got a very liquidy feel, and people are going to be swimming around in the ocean with these kind of events that are triggered based on the time of the track.
I just have a question.
The BPM of the track.
Because I know what BPM is. I know what liquidy, I think, means. But just assume, because the reason for this show is for someone in Milwaukee listening who's like, fuck, if Wabi Funkel can do this, I can too. So explain what BPM, I know it's beats per minute, or measure actually, right? Measure, my bad. It's beats per measure, correct? Or is it minute? See, now I don't even know. I'm going to look this up.
Beats per minute.
Okay, good. So I was right the first time.
It's the standard for it.
Okay, yeah. So explain what that means and explain what you mean by liquidy, because I know what gassy means.
Basically, beats per minute just equates to how many beats happen in a minute of the track. Okay. That is a way of, especially in electronic music, kind of classifying the tempo of it or the timing of it. So, for example, like with progressive house or like house music, you've got four on the floor kick. So the kick happens 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Which is the standard. Like the four on top of the four is beats per measure, and then the bottom one is whatever fraction is broken up into one beat.
Correct.
Yay.
And so, wait, what?
I just said yay. That's Shay, play, oy vey. So, yeah.
And then what I meant by liquidy is there's a subgenre of drum and bass music called liquid drum and bass. And it's just called liquid drum and bass because it kind of has like an underwater sound to it.
Like underwater, like Finding Nemo?
Yeah, like swimming around in the ocean, like exploring new depths and seeing life from the underwater side of things, basically.
That's pretty wet.
That reminds me of... I don't know. Has anyone ever seen the show Metalocalypse?
Yes, I have. Have you? Have you, yep. Mr. Funkel?
I have.
You know that where they made the whole album that's supposed to be played underwater?
I don't remember that episode, but
that's all I'm thinking about.
Well, you have about 30 seconds to explain the premise of this episode, and you're on the clock in now.
Okay, well, this metal band decided they needed to take a new direction with their music, and so they decided to record a whole album underwater, specifically only for sea animals, and the only time they would ever, like, play it is, like, in the ocean. And so when you say, like, liquid drums and bass, that's all I'm thinking about is that episode.
Nice. I forgot about that show until you just mentioned it.
She mentioned it, man. Don't give me fucking credit. That was all fucking Burke, bro. You guys, all I did was like, yeah, bro, I know that show. Yo, yo. All right, so we do not, believe it or not, we have just 11 minutes and change left. So if you were trapped in an elevator with someone for 2 minutes, what would be the way that you would potentially get someone to work with you?
Work with me to get out of the elevator.
That's it. Actually, you have 1 minute to explain that.
You have 1 minute to escape the elevator.
You have 1 minute to escape the elevator in the movie Speed, where everyone almost dies. No, no. And that was really funny. So you have one line to explain how to get out of the elevator, and then you have as much as you want without sounding like a crazy person to tell them about why they should work with you. Because honestly, the reason I had you on the show is twofold. One, April Marie Luovano, again, shout out to her. And two, you seem nice.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You guys are awesome, too.
Well, you know what? It takes time and effort.
It does. It's a work in progress in life, that's for sure. We all have our ups and downs, so. But, one line to convince somebody to work with me while trapped in an elevator with them. That's a good one. I almost want to just sound like a crazy person and shout out, get to the chopper.
Get in the chopper now.
Yes, exactly. I think that's what I would say. I don't know, though.
Respect.
That's a hard one.
That's what she said.
There's a lot of ways to approach that.
That's also what she said.
Stop it, Scott. You make me laugh too much.
Sorry.
But yeah. No, don't apologize for that. Never apologize for making people laugh. It's a gift.
And a curse. The sad clown goes home alone.
Depends on how you view things.
That is true. But I feel like, Mr. Funkel, you have a counter argument for everything. And the best response you could give right now, hint for comedy, is that's not true.
I mean, that's not true.
Yes. Thank you. Better late than never. All right. So Emily Burke's in an elevator with you. You notice that she is listening to music on her headphones and is wearing a T-shirt that says, "I am a musician in need of a producer." Go.
Oh, God. Okay. So, Emily.
Yes.
I make electronic music. Actually, not just electronic music. All sorts of types of genres.
Starting out with a lie. Hip-hop. Again. Third lie.
What?
I was fucking with you.
This is truth.
No.
This is truth.
All right. I'm interested.
And I've been doing this for quite a long time. I've studied pretty much every facet of the industry in terms of marketing, in terms of sound design, in terms of mixing, mastering, engineering, you name it. I can do it. You want to throw down on some music? Jam out, see where it goes?
Yeah, you're like a one-stop shop, everything.
As Emily Burke's father, Robert Burke, I have a few questions for you.
He doesn't sound like
that. I'm Robert Burke, and I love the Grateful Dead. No, yeah. So where would you be doing this here music with my daughter?
He doesn't sound... Backstory, Scott and my dad just became friends on Facebook, and it's been the worst time of my life.
So my name is Robert Burke, and I'm telling you this on record. Law is important.
Also, he's
Wait,
a lawyer.
What is...
Law.
The law.
That's really not how he sounds. He's from upstate New York. Okay. I was just doing like an East Coast Jewish accent. Let's not talk about Judaism anymore. All right. So no, seriously. So what? How would you work with her? Because it's such a vague term to record with someone. So what would you do?
Well, first off, if Emily were local, I'd say, hey, come over to the studio. We can just hang out here. We can make some music and just kind of see where things go. If we have a track idea in mind, let's go for that. You know, basically I would say, hey, let me make something ahead of time, send it to you. If you like it, come over to the studio, let's record. If you didn't like it, go back to the drawing board, start over from scratch, make something different, and just keep doing that until we hit the nail on the head, basically.
Dude, I just followed you back on Instagram, by the way, just so you know, and click like on your picture. That's very important.
Wait, what?
I was just on my phone, just pulling it out. That's what she said while you were talking, and I followed you back from the Waldman's Words Instagram while you were doing your sales pitch, and click like. And I just want you to know that that picture that you posted where you're laughing is so cute. It's so cute. Look at Wabi. He's laughing.
Aww.
Wabi's laughing. And it looks like you're flexing too, man. You got guns. All right, keep going.
Should I leave you two alone for a second?
Well, first of all, Wabi's with a woman, and I am married to a woman. But my wife told me that, like, you know, what happens in the Funkel stays in the Wabi.
Oh, my sides. My sides hurt. Stop
splitting.
Okay. What was
Yeah. Where do we go from here?
Yeah. Okay. So you. I was playing kind of like a role playing game where you showed me. Okay. So you let me know how you would approach someone because it's hard. So I guess with the 5 minutes and change left, talk to me about something that you're working on right now that you're really proud of.
Well, besides the music videos, I am working on a couple of tracks that I'm getting finished. The one I was mentioning earlier, the collaboration with Cerebral Malfunction, I'm honestly, I think that is going to be a very, very, very big step in the right direction for me in terms of like a track getting a fair bit of publicity.
How would I'm you get publicity on that, though? Well, I mean, you're, believe it or not, you're on Waldman's Words, where at least 25,000 people are gonna be listening to you. So we'll wrap up the show with actually you figuring out ways to get you publicity by giving everyone your socials, i.e. the one I alluded to on Instagram. But like, why would this get you more publicity than, let's just say, your project with Emily Burke that I'm already resenting is not getting as much publicity?
Honestly, it's just, it's a very, very, like, it's a very unique track. I think it's going to resonate very big with the gaming community. Because the track is called Keyboard Warrior. And the, basically, Cerebral, he drops some fire verses on that track. And it's just, it's basically just making fun of the people who sit online, like who go on, for example, twitch.tv, and they come into people's streams and start harassing a streamer.
So what we're talking about, the trolls.
Yes, the trolls. Like the people who come into a stream and go, oh, did you hear about so-and-so getting Ligma?
Oh.
You guys know that one? Yeah,
it's
dumb.
Please do it. Wait.
I don't even know what that means. And Emily never shows any emotion, and she just laughed her ass off. Literally, it just fell off. So wait, what is this? An enigma? Like, what did you just say? Is this something Robert Ligma. Burke would know about? Ligma? That sounds like an STD.
Yeah. Yes, it does. So, you're going to ask what it is, Scott?
I literally just did, but how about this? I'll do it again. What the fuck is it?
What's what?
Ligma? Is that part of the joke?
Ligma boss.
Oh, I get it. I see what you did there.
It's so dumb.
No, that's so not dumb. Bad, though. That's not that bad. Ligma, that's funny. It's kind of,
It can be.
No, I mean, I have a really good knock-knock joke. You start.
Knock-knock.
Who's there? You don't know. Lick my balls. All right, so that was funny. I might use that. That's not that bad. I thought it was going to be like really super toxic. I mean, granted, my balls are super toxic.
Oh, God.
Please don't call me God anymore. All right, so tell me about something that... I know. Tell me something that you're working on literally in 30 seconds, and then you'll tell the tens of gazillions of people listening how they can check out some more Funkelnator.
So yeah, working on that track with Cerebral. It's pretty much done, just making a few last final changes to it, cleaning some stuff up on it. But yeah, it's like a funky kind of high energy, sassy hip hop track, if I had to describe it with adjectives, basically.
Well, we like adjectives on Waldman's Words and words and nouns and April Marie Luovano's. She's gonna love all these shout outs. I hope she does. Yeah, she's fucking amazing. You better be kind to her. I will funkle your wabi
if she listens.
She'll be listening. Well, first of all, for the record, if she doesn't listen, I will excommunicate her. That'd be so fucked up.
Oh, she absolutely will.
I know. All right, so how can people check out what you're doing on several websites or singing telegrams? Like, how can they do that?
Well, I would say right now, I don't have a whole lot of material out at the current moment. I did just release a new track somewhat recently. I didn't release it, but I posted it on SoundCloud so people can check it out, listen to it. SoundCloud.com/WabiFunkel.
Can you spell Wabi Funkel? W-O-B-B-Y. Oh, you got it. Never mind.
WOBBYFUN. K-E-L.
And SoundCloud is SoundCloud dot, which is a period, com, slash WOBBYFUNKEL.
Correct.
Yay.
Cool.
So yeah.
No, it's fun.
Everything's kind of linked to that. So that's the main hub I'm using currently. That may change in the future, especially if I get a website, which is something that is definitely highly being considered right now.
I fucking stop highly considering it and get a website immediately for legitimacy. Sorry.
Okay. Agreed. I'll get on that.
All right. Wabi, this episode was great.
I don't know why you're laughing about it. It really was great.
Yeah.
This episode was great, Wabi.
It was funny. Okay. But honestly, like, you're such a great guest. We've never had anyone within the EDM realm before, so this was really cool.
And it's not true. Brandon Paddock.
Brandon Paddock, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. We've never had someone that does so much stuff in EDM.
There we go.
But we've also never had a Funkle.
It's true.
Wow, there's a first time for every Funkle. So
we'll leave it on that.
Yeah.
So next week I'm being interviewed by Emily, and next week Wabi and April are going to be listening to that, and then they're going to do a pie chart on which episode's better.
Probably. I think they're going to have a bias.
Yeah, I think April's going to be a little biased. However, I think I can be objective.
I don't know if any of us can be objective about that because all four of us are on it. But I'll leave at this. Every single Tuesday night, 5 o'clock my time zone Pacific, 7 o'clock yours in Chicago, and 8 o'clock Eastern time zone, Waldman's Words airs. In addition, every single Sunday, 5 a.m. Pacific time, 7 a.m. Chicago time, 8 a.m. Eastern time, and iTunes. Adobe.com. Stream everything for free. The adjective I will give to describe me is needy. Have a good day.